The sign was printed in elegant copperplate script on a piece of old parchment. Its once black ink had faded in the sun, and the tape sticking it to the window was yellow and peeling. Closed for refurbishment, opening November 2010. Norbert pressed his pale forehead against the window, the glass strangely warm against his skin, and tried to ignore the blank space where his reflection might have been. It had already been quite a traumatic morning. This was the very last thing he needed. The problems had begun the moment he'd left his home in Brighton. To begin with, he'd boarded the train expecting to arrive at London Bridge, not Victoria. He had no idea how to get to the Kingsland Viaduct from Victoria, which meant having to ask for help. And that meant talking to other people, which was, as a general rule, something Norbert preferred not to do. No one he asked had been able to help him anyway. Several people had insisted on sending him to Dalston, where he certainly didn't want to go. A woman had tried to sell him some oysters, and every time he turned around, there seemed to be someone else thrusting a free newspaper in his face. He collected 14 of the blasted things before he realised everyone else was saying no. Even once he'd found an alternative route to Hoxton, one which didn't need the viaduct, which seemed to have disappeared completely according to any of the maps he looked at, it had hardly been a comfortable journey. The first train he caught was cramped and crowded. He'd been leaned against, trodden on, glared at and elbowed out of the way more times than he could count. The next train was crowded too, and to make matters worse, when it arrived at Hoxton, the station looked completely different. It had been most unsettling. Norbert couldn't understand why anyone would replace a perfectly functional train station, or for that matter an entire train line, with a new one. And now this. He peered into the dark, deserted shop, with its empty shelves and abandoned display case, and felt tears prickle his eyelids. The one thought which had brought him some comfort as he negotiated the newfangled ticket barriers and finally managed to leave the station was that he'd soon be exactly where he was now. Except, of course, he'd rather hope to be standing on the other side of the glass. Norbert had been coming to Hoxton Street Monster Supplies for as long as he could remember. The shop specialised in the kind of product which would be impossible, or at the very least a little awkward, to procure anywhere else. It had first opened its doors in 1818, and Norbert's first visit had been not long afterwards. It had been supplying its grateful customers with magical spells, human-based food products and more practical items like fur conditioner and fang floss ever since. Although he rarely bumped into anyone he knew there, apart from Lucinda, who sometimes worked behind the counter, Norbert always felt like he was among friends when he visited the shop. There was an unspoken code among the customers which meant that no one minded who you were or what you were buying. He went less often now than he once used to, mainly because of the crowds. One trip to London every 20 to 30 years was as much as he could cope with these days. Norbert had always liked the fact that no matter how much the rest of the world changed between his visits, the shop remained steadfastly the same. There was something comfortably familiar about the ancient wooden shelves which creaked and groaned under the weight of their glass jars. He hoped the refurbishment wouldn't be too extensive.